Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, things are getting so crazy in the UK that this is what it's going to be like sharing memes in the near future. I'm sure that the VPN companies are making some serious coin in that country right now. And speaking of VPNs, I'm sure that everyone noticed my sponsor. Anyways, we seriously need to make George Orwell fiction again. I think you'd be shocked by today's surveillance technology and police state in Britain. Moving on, which way Western men? The one on the left can't cook and will eventually cheat. The one on the right will give you a family and cook delicious meals and won't cheat on you. But both will nag and shit test you and will be walking around on eggshells around them. That's no way to live as a man. How about becoming a father going his own way through the use of surrogacy? That's the only path to having a family as a man and keeping your sanity. Number three, even the Olympics aren't immune to wokeness and debauchery anymore. Alicia twerks after winning the first pole vault medal. What do you expect from a woman from Canada? It's always Canada, isn't it? Doesn't she know this is cultural appropriation? The journalists are promoting this by saying that she celebrated in style. She could have at least put an arch in that back, though. Amateur twerking hour. She should be disqualified for shaking those thighs. Up next, continuing the theme of the UK, here's an actual photo of the UK justice system. Elon Musk says, this meme could actually get you 3 years in prison in the United Kingdom. Actually. Because you know this will trigger many people, but remember that it is true. It also kind of reminds me of this one that was circulating a while back. If they keep locking people away that criticize the government, eventually it'll lead to revolution. They better be careful, which they don't seem to be anymore. Number 5, Susan Wojcicki recently passed away. And when she got to the afterlife, one of the YouTubers that blasted her way through the Google offices after being algorithmically demoted now wants to have a chat with her. I'm sure the devil is sitting there with a big bag of popcorn waiting to see who gets the high ground and who gets to burn like Darth Vader. Moving on, here's the difference between Miss Universe and the average Olympian. But I don't think it's that good of an idea to wear a plunging neckline outfit if you don't have any cleavage. Just saying. But I think we all know that Miss Universe probably has more than just a kitty hiding in her pants. But don't think too highly of Olympians because they've been opening Lonely Fools accounts recently. Number 7, here's what the face of the average American soldier looks like before and after the Second World War. Or what the face of the teenage guy looks like before and after he visits Epstein Island for just one day. Then again, I don't think that's from war. I think that's from eating a vegan diet. If animal protein is so bad, then why do doctors keep telling you to eat high-quality protein from animals after surgery so you heal up faster? Up next, women say that looks don't matter, but that they'd rather be with a handsome guy with a criminal record, rather than an ugly or average-looking guy with a good personality. Here you have women's reaction to Wade Wilson when he was being sentenced to the death penalty. Women don't care about morality and that he ended someone. All they seem to think about is how he's cute and attractive. One even says, "Hear me out," and probably thinks she can fix him. Number 9, Richard Cooper asks if this is accurate, that immigrants have destroyed their home countries and now want to wreck the countries they've moved to. I don't think it's true. I think they want to enter Western countries and have the locals continue to maintain everything while they enjoy a level of cleanliness and complexity they never would have had to enjoy in their own countries. If this was a Star Trek episode, it would be like replacing the Enterprise D crew with a bunch of packlets. Moving on, this woman is sharing her story about how she became a single mom of two from an American passport bro. Now her life is miserable, but at least she's got her green card and is probably sharing her story so that some American simp wipes her up and saves her from her life of poverty. I wouldn't be surprised if she made up the domestic violence and abuse story about this man so that it wouldn't look like she was the one using him for a passport. Number 11 is a delusional woman saying that this guy on the beach is a 4. What is she in her own mind? A 10 out of 10, perhaps? Then again, based on her logic, she's most likely somewhere in the negative numbers. So probably a negative 10. Looks to me like more and more of the women out there are turning themselves into the incels they keep complaining about. You know the real reason she said that, though? Because she's doing it to get us talking about her and giving her all this attention, instead of just ignoring her. Op Nexus Woman says, I know I've given away hundreds of free samples, but you have to pay full price because you're special. And this meme isn't actually about food. This is what you're doing when you're wifing up a woman with a notch count. Women don't want you to know their actual notch count, so they can play these sorts of games with you if they pick you to settle down with them. Number 13, recently a man in Canada was arrested for throwing paint on a statue of Fidel Castro that was recently dedicated in the capital of Canada. Hey guys, please don't do that to Justin's dad. But seriously, this is actually an altered image of a Fidel statue that was vandalized in Mexico City. I'm sure if this did happen, the person doing it would be punished. But then BLM does something like this and nothing happens. Moving on, this Lonely Fools creator says she was banned on Instagram, so she slept with Meta workers to resolve the issue. Well, at least she got the job done. I wonder how many women slept with guys at YouTube to permanently demonetize things like men going their own way. Also, I'm not 100% sure if I believe this story, because girls will say whatever they can these days to get attention. Don't believe everything. Number 15, when people watch films, they always tend to side with the rebels that fight the system. But when they live in their soy societies, they refuse to be the hero because being a real-life rebel and outcast is dangerous and hard. Most people prefer to pretend to be heroes in fiction rather than reality, because it's safer to just let people on the screen do the fighting for you. Up next, Attention America and Western Patriots in general. Meet your Civil War opponents. Looks like those on the right couldn't ask for easier enemies. The left knows this, so that's why they're letting in as many illegal migrants as possible to fight the right. And if that doesn't work, then the left will call on the UN or the Chinese to fight the right for them. Number 17, why do you guys think that Brittany Venti has been posting so many pictures recently? Is she looking for a new boyfriend after Sean over at Think Before You Sleep is now out of the picture? So basically she's single and ready to mingle. Maybe she's thinking before she sleeps with a new guy. It could also be that women need attention the way they need oxygen, and this is a good way of getting it. Moving on, the Gambian rapist who arrived in the UK illegally can't be sent home because he wouldn't receive proper health treatment in his own home country. He attacked a woman with a pointy object after getting to the United Kingdom. I bet they won't even lock him up for assaulting a woman. How long before he rapes some poor old lady? And women should be outraged, but they aren't for some reason. Number 19, here we have Sir Simpsalot. He says that men have had their chance to rule the world and that we need to turn it over to the women. If we did that, then we would all be starving within a month. Besides, women have always ruled over men covertly, and by saying that men are in charge and that the patriarchy is real, it's all projection to confuse men because women use sex, love, and their looks to control us without our conscious knowledge. Up next, here's the difference between female lawyers written by men and female lawyers written by women. Women sure like to objectify themselves and claim that it's men that are doing it. There's also that projection that women are famous for by accusing men of the very same things that they're guilty of. Kim Wexler is also the reason that I think that Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad. Men write female characters with the motivations of the male mind, and women write female characters with the female mind. Number 21, here's yet another example of female nature. Many ladies will say that body shaming is wrong when it targets women, but when women are losing an argument, that's when they shame the size of your schwing-schwang. Of course, men don't shame all women. We just shame the ones that deserve it. The ones that have bodies the shape of basketballs. If a woman calls your pee-pee tiny, just tell her it's because it doesn't like her. Moving on, this New York mechanic was building a mobile death ray device designed to blast Muslims with a lethal dose of radiation. He didn't actually commit a crime, and he was thrown into prison. Yet many criminals these days actually do something terrible and they don't get prosecuted. But it probably wasn't even a death ray. It was probably something worse for Muslims, a bacon thrower. Number 23, this woman says, marry a guy that will email you when you block him. Some guy responds to her by saying, fellas, marry a woman that doesn't play these kind of games. Unfortunately, these days, all women play these sorts of games. That's like saying, get a dog that doesn't bark. So I guess you need to stay single. Besides, I always thought that no means no. Up next, this lovely human being and YouTuber pushed jabs during the coup onto her followers, and now she's suddenly ended through myocarditis. She was also fully medicated and boosted. It's such a rare infection that happens all the time these days. I'm fully unvaccinated, so I don't care. Remember guys, always do the opposite of what the media and influencers tell you. Number 25 in the last one, L. King says, her father wasn't nice to her, and sent her to fat camp when she was a child. Well, she's not fat now, is she? Sounds like a very loving father to me. Being a good dad doesn't mean you're nice. It means knowing when to use your authority in a way that benefits your kids in the long term. If Rob Schneider didn't love her, he would have let her turn into a land whale. Too bad he couldn't stop her from getting all that ink, though. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.